You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Pleased to be joined in the studio this morning by Kanan Whitman. Kanan is the Tuolumne County Assessor Recorder. Good morning, Kanan.
Good morning, Mark.
Congratulations are in order. You were reelected just this last June.
Thank you.
Tell us first just the very basics. What is an assessor?
The main function of the assessor is to discover and assess all taxable real and personal property in the county and to determine a fair and equitable value to be enrolled on the annual assessment roll.
And what is a recorder?
The function of the recorder is to record any document allowed by California law to be recorded and to have it available for public inspection and to also administer the vital records such as birth, death, and marriage certificates.
And in several counties, assessor and recorder are two separate jobs.
That is correct. It's kind of a mixed bag throughout the 58 counties in California.
Generally speaking, a typical week, what is the scope of your work?
Through a typical week, the scope of the work can vary from administering exemptions to tax relief to reappraisals to new construction valuation to recording documents, taking phone calls, reviewing properties. It's quite extensive.
Well, as you know, Kanan, we've been covering the Donnell Fire and the other wildfires going on throughout the state of California. In covering these stories, I was curious if there's any property tax relief that's offered to property owners that are affected by these wildfire disasters.
That is a great question, Mark. And the short answer is yes. Any property owner who suffers $10,000 or more to a calamity may receive temporary property tax relief until the property is restored. This tax relief is available to anyone who has experienced a calamity such as an electrical fire or flooding, not just wildfires.
And then what does a property owner have to do in order to receive that tax relief?
To receive the disaster relief for property taxes, you must complete our disaster relief form and turn it into our office. To get this, you can either download it from our website or call our office at 209-533-5535, and we'll be glad to mail you a form.
All right. I know people ask you a lot of questions. Are there any tax-saving tips that property owners have recently asked you?
Yes, we've actually been receiving a lot of phone calls from people who are curious about downsizing their home. They wish to sell their home and kind of move into a home that may require less maintenance, but they're afraid they'll see a large increase in their property tax bill. So the good news is that our county has adopted Prop 90 and 60, which allows any homeowner in California who's 55 or older to transfer their tax bill from their old home to their new home as long as they qualify.
And what does a person have to do to qualify?
To qualify, the applicant must be 55 or older. They must sell their old home for more than what they purchased their new home for. And the sell and purchase must happen within 2 years of each other.
What other questions are property owners asking you?
So recently, we've also been receiving several questions from property owners asking if they install a solar system or add to their solar system, if their property taxes will go up. Their main concern is that if the cost for the new panels or the system were added to their property tax assessment, then much of the savings would be eaten up by the increase in property taxes. And the good news is the simple and straightforward answer is that there are no assessment increases for any newly constructed addition of any active solar energy system.
Are there any tax-saving tips that you would like to make property owners aware of?
Yes, Mark. There are many property tax-saving tips I would like property owners to be aware of, but I'm afraid we don't have time to cover them all right now. But if you visit the Tuolumne County Assessor website and click on property tax exemptions or exclusions, you can read about them there. However, there is one that all homeowners who own their home that is their primary residence can qualify for, and that's the homeowner's exemption. If you qualify and return the homeowner's exemption to our office, it'll lower your property tax bill by a little over $70 each year. Plus, all you have to do is fill out this form once, and this exemption will stay with you until you sell the home or notify our office that it's no longer your primary residence.
All right, Kanan, thanks for visiting us. And before you leave, is there anything else you would like to add?
Yes, I would. I would like to thank everyone for their support, and I would like to say a special thank you to our staff. I am blessed, and the county is blessed, to have such terrific people working in the Assessor Recorder Archive Department. I constantly receive positive feedback from people on how they've been helped and how they are impressed at the extra distance staff went to help them answer their questions.
Sounds like you have a great team.
We do have a great team, Mark.
Kanan Whitman, Tuolumne County Assessor Recorder. Thank you, Kanan.
Thank you, Mark.